Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, January 5, 2018 is Hollywood, in the Shadow of the Valley of Death. Hollywood, in the Shadow of the Valley of Death, is the fourth studio album by American rock band Marilyn Manson. It was released on November 11, 2000 by Nothing and Interscope Records. A rock opera concept album. It is the final installment of a triptych which also included Antichrist Superstar, 1996, and marked a return to the industrial metal style of the band's earlier work, after the glam rock-influenced production of Mechanical Animals, 1998. After its release, the band's eponymous vocalist said that the overarching story within the trilogy is presented in reverse chronological order. Hollywood, therefore, begins the narrative in the aftermath of the Columbine High School massacre on April 20, 1999. Mainstream media widely reported that its perpetrators were wearing the band's t-shirts during the rampage, and had been influenced by their music. As their first release after the massacre, the record was Manson's rebuttal to the accusations leveled against him and the group, and was described by the vocalist as a declaration of war. It was written in the singer's former home in the Hollywood Hills and recorded in several undisclosed locations, including Death Valley and Laurel Canyon. His ambitions for Hollywood initially included an eponymous film exploring its backstory, a project which has since been abandoned and was modified into the as-yet-unreleased Hollywood novel. The album was released to generally positive reviews. Several writers praised it as the band's finest work, and multiple publications ranked it as one of the best albums of 2000. British rock magazine Kerrang! Went on to include it on its list of the best albums of the decade. In the US, Hollywood was not as commercially successful as the band's preceding records, debuting at number 13 on the Billboard 200. However, it became their most successful album internationally, debuting in the top 20 of numerous national charts. It was certified gold in several countries, including Canada, Japan, Switzerland and the UK. Three singles were released from the record, Disposable Teens, The Fight Song and The Nobodies, and the band embarked on the worldwide Guns, God, and Government tour. In 2010, Kerrang! Published a 10th anniversary commemorative piece in which they called the album Manson's finest hour. A decade on, there has still not been as eloquent and savage a musical attack on the media and mainstream culture. It is still scathingly relevant, and a credit to a man who refused to sit and take it, but instead come out swinging. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 017 UTC on Friday, January 5, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Hollywood, in the Shadow of the Valley of Death. This podcast is produced by Abelsmay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives and sister podcasts. Please subscribe and never miss an episode. You can also follow at WOTDpod on Twitter. Abelsmay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ivy. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.